Okay. So, just very lovely to be here with you, and just very lovely to just say thank you for checking in. And I said to Amika today, we're going to do a check-in. I'm going to do a check-in because, I'm slightly dysregulated today. It's interesting hearing a couple of you talking about what's happening in the states that you live in. And Uganda has just really announced some very homophobic laws. I mean, treacherous laws. And I have a very close friend who works in human rights around queer stuff on an international level. Just had a communication with her and just saying, it's really, really bad, and this could be a blueprint for several other African countries. And one wonders, when you see somewhere like the US kind of get rid of abortion rights, when you see the US get rid of LGBT rights, it almost gives permission to countries in Africa to follow suit. But it's like, oh well, the US is doing it, we can do it. But it's I just I'm really quite affected by it, to think that even if you identify as gay, you could have a life sentence. It's just like, yeah. And the sick thing is that these laws in Africa date back to colonizers who implemented these laws into this country. And so I'm just really with many people all over the world just do not have many of the rights that we have here. And I also hear as well in some of those states, some of those rights are being crawled back. Even some of those rights around being black are being crawled back, about what you can teach in the education system and what, and it's almost as if we are, if we think of the wheel of life, the Buddhist wheel of life, it's almost as if we're moving into a hell realm. The God realm has run out. I always say that when the pandemic happened, that God realm ran out for many people. It's like you can be in this God realm and you can drop down, drop out of that God realm into one of the other realms. Yeah, so it's almost like when you're in your God realm, you don't have to worry about anything. It's like everything's okay. It is also, it's that people are playing beautiful lutes and there's beautiful food in this God realm. And at some point, your good merit runs out, and that's not karma, just your good merit runs out, and you got to do the work. And it really looks like that many of us are in that hell realm, or even in the hungry ghost realm. Didn't think I was going to talk about the Buddhist wheel of life, but I just mentioned some of the realms. There is the hungry ghost realm, when we're just craving for so much. And actually, when we think of laws that really take away our human rights as queer people in this world, it's no surprise that we might go into that hungry ghost realm of really craving for not craving for substances, but really craving and obsessing to have our rights back. Yeah. And then there is the Titan realm, where we can really struggle. We can it's almost that fight, that anger, that hatred realm. Yeah, that Titan realm. And then there is the human realm. Well, let's talk about the animal realm. I love actually talking about the animal realm, because many of us, we can be in this animal realm. And I know that in the pandemic, there was a point of time when I just thought, gosh, I'm just in this animal realm. All I'm doing is waking up, eating, farting, sleeping. Waking up, eating, farting, sleeping, which is that real kind of animal, that animal realm. And it's said the best realm to be in is the human realm. I don't know. I think we can all liberate and have freedom from any of these realms. But it says that for us to really appreciate that we've had this birth, this human birth, which is considered a precious birth, and that actually in this human realm, it's so much easier for us to find freedom and to liberate. Sometimes I question that. I question that because sometimes I think, as humans, we have so many faculties that it gets in the way, yeah? And I'm not asking to have less faculties. That, you know, I just think, like, when I think of the great teacher Thich Nhat Hanh Thai, when he had his stroke, you know, he may have been liberated just because he was unable to speak with words anymore and unable to walk anymore. Doesn't mean to say that he couldn't be liberated, you know. And I think sometimes we kind of think that actually for people to have freedom, to be liberated and to really wake up, that we've got to have all these faculties, we've got to have a particular kind of mind and brain, and actually all we need is to be in a breathing form that we can breathe, yeah, and we can really liberate. And I really want to look at that, actually look again at this wheel of life, because in the middle of this wheel of life is the cock, pig and snake. And it says that the cock, pig and snake is running around like a circle, round and round and around and around like a circle. The cock is chasing the pig is chasing the snake is chasing the cock. And basically they represent greed, hatred, and delusion. Greed, hatred, and ignorance. And in a way, when we think of what's happening out there in the world with our human rights being taken away as queer people, as LGBTQ, two-spirited plus people, we could actually say that actually this hatred, that poison of hatred, this poison of hatred is at play. And this poison of delusion of ignorance is really at play at the moment. And I'd like to call in Martin Luther King, because when he talks about the three poisons, he talks about poverty, militarism and racism. Yeah. And we could actually include in the racism homophobia as a poison, or genderism as a poison, yeah. And how do we work with this? How do we work with this? And in a way, what I want to say is that for us to really relieve ourselves of suffering is to connect with other suffering in the world, so that we really do experience that suffering and can really begin to let that suffering go. Because when we connect to the suffering in the world, we realize that we're not alone. Yeah. I know for myself, once upon a time, many, many moons ago, that I thought I was the only person who suffered. I really thought it was just me who was suffering. And when I woke up to the truth of realizing actually suffering is part of the human condition, I'm not alone. And that actually we all experience suffering. That actually brought some peace to me, because I realized I was normal, whatever normal means. Yeah, whatever normal means. That actually there was nothing wrong with me, because I really held on to this thing that wasn't, something was wrong with me. And I know as LGBTQT, two-spirited, 2S plus I, I'm going to use queer to include all of us, because as a kid, queer meant different. Yeah. So I'm going to use it as a kid. When somebody was queer, they were different, they were a bit different. And so for me, yeah, we are different. And, you know, just for us, it's so easy to think something is wrong with us because the world is trying to reflect back that something is wrong with us. It's like just coming back to Uganda, it's seen as an abomination. You know, the Bible's religion, you know, religion has a lot to ask for, and we have to remember that actually all religion is trying to do is trying to control its people. Yeah. Really, religion should be show us how to live our life, how to live our life skillfully, how to live our life well, not to control people, which is one of the reasons why I love the Buddhist teachings, because it is a teaching showing us how to live our lives. And let's just remember that actually there are some people who are very rule bound. Yeah, there are the fundamentalism, the Vinaya, where there were so many rules. But yes, if we really go to the heart of the teachings, it's really teaching us to live our lives well. And really, it begins with the heart. Yeah. These practices are medicine for the heart. And I'm sure many of you are familiar with the practice of loving kindness, which is the foundation practice for the heart. I know when I started doing this practice of loving kindness, it's almost as if my heart chakra opened up. Yeah, because my heart chakra was so tight and so shriveled, it was so defended. And when we talk about this practice, these heart practices, we're talking about the practices of an undefended heart. Yeah. Just as when the sun, and we can see it more now, that spring is arriving for us, and we see the sun, and the sun pours down on the flowers, and the flowers open up. Yeah. The joy, I see people walking around, oh, the crocuses. The crocuses are opening up, the bluebells are opening up, the flowers are opening up. Yeah. And in the same way, we can see these heart practices, the practices of loving kindness, the practice of compassion, the practice of sympathetic joy, the practice of equanimity is the sun that shines onto the heart so that our hearts can open up. Yeah. And this is really important because when we are living in times when our human rights are being taken away from us, it's so easy for our hearts to shrivel, for our hearts to close down, and for us to become so defended. Yeah. And so how can we really begin to keep our hearts open so that we don't end up our mental states in the hell realm of the wheel of life, so that our mental states don't end up in the titan realm, in the warring realm, yeah, and so that our mental states don't end up in that hungry ghost realm, because again, with our human rights being taken away from us, it's so easy for us to turn towards our addictive behaviours, yeah, and so again, these heart practices are to keep us buoyant so that we don't end up in the animal realm of just pulling the duvet over our heads, yeah, and trying to forget about it all, you know? Yeah. And how, and also, really, many of us will try and escape to that God realm, really, that craving, wanting to be in that God realm, our mental states to be in that God realm, but it's so hard. And really what we want to be in is in that human realm, that so that we can really begin to see things as they really are, not how we want them to be. And so right now we really have to see things as they really are, that actually some of our human rights are being taken away. And how are we going to deal with this? And, you know, my friend who works on an international level, a queer friend who works on an international human rights level said to me, you know, before we do a call for action in places, you know, in the continent of Africa, we have to really look at this through a decolonized lens. Because if we rush in, we could make it harder. We could actually harm those people there because they are under threat, they are in danger. And so really have to look at this skillfully. So they are, you know, human right defenders, activists are together in one room, really exploring what can happen. And I really hope that the hearts of my Prime Minister in Canada is going to open up the door so that actually people from the African continent can come in, just like they opened up the door to the Ukrainians to come in. I'm really, and that's one of the places that I really want to be lobbying. Yeah. So, let's take a pause. And just, yeah, as I talk about this, we will do a practice of metta, of loving kindness. But just really taking the opportunity of just giving yourself some love right now. And really, if you can place your hand on your heart or your belly and just know that your hand, wherever your hand is touching, it's giving you some love right now. So this is you giving yourself some love. Yeah. Giving yourself some compassion. I think of Galway Kinnell's poem at this time and the lines which says, to place a hand upon a brow is to reteach a thing its loveliness. Yeah. To place a hand upon a brow is to reteach a thing its loveliness. And how can we reteach ourselves our loveliness? Because each and every one of you is beautiful. It's said that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and I am the beholder of all of you as I look at you. And I will say that each and every one of you is beautiful. So, yeah, just give yourself some love. Yeah. Owning your existence. Yeah. Owning your uniqueness, because each and every one of us is unique. Owning your uniqueness. Yeah. Validating your existence. Yeah. We have every right to be here, every right to take up space of who we are. It's our birthright, our human right to take up space of who we are. And eradicating and eliminating all those false views, all those things that have tried to put us down. Yeah. And as you notice, the word love for me is a mnemonic. So L stands for love, loving an aspect of yourself. I could say loving all of yourself, and that might be hard, but each of us can find an aspect of ourselves that we love right now, even just loving the fact that we came here to be in community with each other. Yeah. And that O stands for owning your uniqueness, owning your queerness. Owning your beauty, owning your queerness. And V, validating your existence, again, coming back to the touch of your hand as you validate your existence, your right to be here, your right to take up space and be who you are in all your beauty. Yeah. And yeah, validating your existence and eradicating some of those things that have been used to hurt us. Yeah, and we can eliminate and eradicate some of those things by just burning them on a fire, or just letting the wind just take it, or letting it just compost in the earth, or letting it just compost in the ocean and just let it go. So you can have some freedom. These teachings are about freedom. Yeah. It's about having more freedom. Yeah. So, in a way, this is the first stage of that metta, of just really, yeah, really radiating kindness towards the self. And if you're able to, those of you who have your cameras on, look at yourself on the screen and look at yourself with kindness. Really, yeah, with that smile, and just look at yourself in that square with kindness. And those of you who are unable to turn your screen on, just look at your name with kindness. Yeah, so we can all do this. Just look at your name with kindness and warmth. And just having the real sense, the real wish, the real sense to be at peace, to really have that visceral, visceral wish to be at peace, to be free of all that genderism, of all that homophobia, of all those isms that take away our freedom. And to really have the wish to be at peace. Yeah. And it really is possible to be at peace, because peace is in the mental states. Yeah, it's possible to have peace. And part of peace is having that self-love. Yeah. And saying to yourself, may I be happy. May I be well. May I be at peace. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be at peace. And bring into mind a good friend, somebody who you like and somebody who likes you. Preferably not a partner, because, you know, that's more conditional. But, you know, maybe see if you can just bring to mind a friend. And wishing that they be at peace. Wishing that they be happy, that they be well. And that they have some freedom. Really radiating this warmth and kindness towards a friend. Breathing in and out through your heart, having the sense of breathing in and out through your heart. And get you to call to mind, even though we have our friend and radiating warmth and kindness towards them, just take a moment to think of something that opens up your heart, so that your heart can just be that more open. You know, it could be a baby's smile, it could be a sunset, it could be looking at a flower, it could be just being in community with a friend. Just bring to mind something that opens up your heart. Yeah. And with that, having a sense of breathing in and out through the heart chakra. And saying, may my friend be happy. May my friend be well. May my friend be at peace. May my friend have freedom. I'm going to move into the neutral person. Somebody who we don't know, somebody who we don't have aversion towards somebody who we don't feel like, oh my God, I want them to be our best friend. You could actually choose somebody on this screen, actually. You don't know people here on this screen. So yeah, it's an invitation. And I invite you to choose somebody on this screen and radiate warmth and kindness to them. So just bear them in mind. Yeah. And just wishing that this person be happy and well and at peace. Yeah. You don't have to know somebody to wish them well or to wish that they'd be happy. You don't have to know somebody to do that. This whole practice is, how can our heart be open to anybody who comes across our heart, anybody who comes into our space, our mental space, not just our physical space. So, just saying, may my neutral person be happy. May my neutral person be well. May my neutral person be at peace, have freedom. And again, we can bring to mind that thing that opens up our hearts is perhaps the neutral person, who I don't know them much, maybe the heart has shriveled a bit. So bring into mind that thing that opens up your heart, that makes you smile as you think of this being and wish them well. We're going to move into the enemy stage. It's called the enemy, not because these people are our enemies. It's because they become enemies of the mind. Yes. It means that our mental state goes into the hell realm. Our mental state goes into the Titan realm. So, again, it's not like we're making these people's enemy. It's just that when we bring to mind these people, we get agitated. You know, when we bring to mind politicians who are making laws, we get really agitated. And I'm going to spray some sage and smudge as we bring. This is sage from the Chekwelp Land Squamish Nation, which I am a settler on. Just that clearing of bringing to mind something that really agitates us. And not too much, because if it's too much and we get completely agitated, our heart will completely close and we won't be able to just wish that these people well. Yeah, these people who have harmed us, who try and harm us, they are actually suffering, they're actually scared, they actually do have fear. A lot of times it's fear-based. Yeah. So we don't have to love these people, don't even have to even like these people, just wish them well. May they be happy. May they be well. May they be at peace. People who harm us aren't at peace. People who make laws to take away people's human rights aren't at peace. Yeah. And again, if this is quite activating, then I want you to place a hand back on you, feel the hand touching you, in giving yourself some loving kindness. So you're not able to give loving kindness. If you're completely agitated, you're not able to. So just, yeah. When we get really agitated, the person who needs loving kindness is ourselves. Yeah. Remember to breathe. Breathing in and out through the heart. Now we open up our hearts to ourselves, to the friend, to the neutral person, to the enemy of the mind, and really having the sense of our heart being open towards these four people, which is a doorway into our world. We're going to go through the neutral doorway. So if you thought, oh, I wonder if somebody's radiating warmth and kindness towards me. Well, yes, they are, because we're now going to radiate love and kindness towards each and every one of us here on the screen. Yeah. And we'll radiate loving kindness and warmth to everybody who is listening right now. Yeah. And just say, may we all be happy. May we all be well. May we all be at peace. May we have freedom. And as we radiate this practice beyond this pop-up community, as we radiate it out into the wide world in your own way, I would do the loving kindness mantra, which simply means may all beings be happy, may all beings be well, may all beings be free from the roots and the causes of suffering. So it's a mantra for compassion, a mantra for kindness. Sabbe sata sukhi hontu. Sabbe sata sukhi hontu. And you can join me if you feel moved to, well, you already are with me, but if you feel moved to chant or recite this mantra with me, please do. Sabbe sata sukhi hontu. Sabbe sata sukhi hontu. Sabbe sata sukhi hontu. Sabbe sata sukhi hontu. May all beings be happy. May all beings be well. May all beings be free from suffering. May all beings be happy. May all beings be well. May all beings be at peace. May all beings be happy. May all beings be well. May all beings be free from suffering. Sabbe sata sukhi hontu. 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 And we'll just have a couple of minutes of just sitting or lying or standing or if you're doing walking meditation, of just arriving here in the now without me saying anything. And I'll ring a bell, bringing the practice to a close. So just allowing yourself to arrive here now. Hi, welcome, welcome, Brooke. We've just finished meditating and reflecting, so welcome. Can we turn the end with some love? Again, placing a hand on the heart or the belly or wherever the hand feels comfortable. You might even want to hold yourself if that feels comfortable, just having your arms around you. Yeah. Just love, and just know that the hands that are touching you, feel the warmth of your hands, feel the touch of your hands on your body, and just know that this is you giving yourself some love, giving yourself some warmth, giving yourself some kindness, love. L, loving an aspect of yourself. Really see if you can feel that. And loving an aspect of yourself may not be experienced as pleasant in the body. This might be unfamiliar, so that's okay. You may experience it as quite pleasant. You may experience some constriction, some tension as you give yourself some love, and just notice that. Doesn't mean to say you're not giving yourself love, it just means that actually it's unfamiliar, and yeah, maybe it's a bit scary, and that's okay. But loving an aspect of yourself, could be the way you speak, the way you smile, your hair, or just loving the fact that you are here in community with each and every one of us today. Love. O, owning your uniqueness. Just own it. We are all different, that one person is the same. Not even identical twins are exactly the same. Those identical twins may come from the same egg, but they are still unique. Yes. Own your uniqueness. And breathe in and out through the heart. And validate your existence. Validate your existence. Yeah. Take up your space. It's your birthright to be here. Validate your existence. Just feel that hand on your body and just validate your existence. We don't need anybody else to validate us. Yeah, just validate your existence. And how do we do that? We begin to eliminate and eradicate some of those hurtful things that have been said to us. We begin to eliminate and eradicate some of those things we tell ourselves. Yeah, there are those hot favorites, those core beliefs. I'm unlovable. Something's wrong with me. And we can begin to just, maybe not all of them, but begin to lighten our load. Choose a couple of them and burn them on the fire. Eliminate them. E stands for eliminate, eradicate. Burn. Burn it. Burn. I hate myself. Burn. Something's wrong with me. Burn. I'm unlovable. Burn whatever it is, or let it go with the ocean. Let the ocean take it. Let the wind take it. Let the earth take it. Let it compost and let it go. So you can have some freedom. So you can have some peace. Just ending with a couple of lines from the Galway Kinnell poem. Placing a hand upon a brow and reteach a thing its loveliness. And we could say placing a hand upon the heart to reteach its thing its loveliness. And each and every one of you has its loveliness. Love. Love. Loving an aspect of yourself. Owning your uniqueness. Validating your existence. And eradicating and eliminating some of those things that obstruct the flow of love towards yourself. So that you can be affected by the fountain of love that each and every one of us has in our beings. It just gets blocked. Love. 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 Love.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.